Many Russian people who live in big cities go to their dacha on the weekends. A dacha is a second home with a garden, and most of them are about 1 to 2 hours from the city by car. People relax and enjoy growing vegetables at their dacha. Recently, some young people also grow flowers there. Question. What is one thing that we learn about dachas?
In South Korea, a family has a party called Doljanchi on a child's first birthday. At that party, the family places many things in front of the baby. They watch to see what the baby picks up. For example, if the baby picks up a ball, they think he or she will become an athlete. Parents often have these parties at hotels.
Question. What is one thing that we learn about Doljanchi? In Myanmar, there is a festival called Thingyang in April. The festival celebrates the end of the year. It is a very important festival. At the festival, people throw water on each other. The party goes on for several days. People make stages and dance and sing on them. Question. What is one thing that we learn about Thingyang?
The Huatzin is a bird that lives in the central and northern parts of South America. Huatzins have small heads. Their wings are big, but they aren't very strong. Therefore, they can't fly for a long time. Most types of birds mainly eat insects, but Huatzins only eat plants.
Question. What do we learn about Huatzins? As of 2018, the population of India was over 1.3 billion. There are 22 officially recognized languages in India. The official language is Hindi, but less than 50% of the population speaks it. Therefore, English is used as a semi-official language. Because of this, Indian schools usually teach 3 languages, Hindi, English, and the local language. Question. How many languages do students usually learn at Indian schools?